The following shir has been presented by Rav David Cohen, Safra Dedaina at Beis Din Meisharim, Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center.
For contract and iska draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Sanhedrin Daf Ches. The Gemara at the end of Daf Zayin Amud Beis and continuing into the Gemara in Daf Ches talks about the case of Ushbezichne Derav. The host of Rav came in front of him for a din Torah. So he asked him, Lav Ushbezichne At, are you not my host? Amar Loi In, yes I am. So then he asked him, Amalei, my boys, what is it that you're here for? Amalei, he said to him, Dina Isli, I have a din Torah. Amalei, so Rav said to him, Pasilna Luchaladina, I'm puzzled for you to a din. Toisvis and Avches, Pasilna Lucha, says that Rav really was not puzzled. Marchik Hoya Atzmai, he was making a harchaka. Avomin Hadin, but Meikar Adin Loi Mifsel. And Toisvis explains, V'chein Hahu, Dishnei Dayonik Zeris, there are similar cases in the Gemara and Ksuvis, where also there are cases where a person had done a favor of sorts to the Dayan, and the Dayan, Pasel himself, was also Marchik Hoya Atzmai, but Min Adin, it is not Pasel. Now the Rif brings the Gemara in Ksuvis. The Poiskim are brought in Shulchan Aruch that say that this Halacha, that Toisvis says that it's only a Harchaka, and it's not Pasel Mekar Adin, this is only where this favor, or whatever it was that was done from the person to the dying, was done shaloi b'fnei habaldin. The Paiskim do make a chilek that if this was done in front of the other baldin, in that case it's not just a harchaka, then it's a psul even medina, because since the other baldin saw that there is this type of favor, therefore it's going to be mastim tainoisov. He will not be able to say his tainus clearly because he's going to think that there's an imbalance in the din taira. And just as we saw previously, that the dayan can only be a dayan on a case where there is an equal footing of the two parties, there has to be a neutrality. So therefore, if one baldin saw that the dayan had some type of favor done to him, if it was done in front of the other baldin, so in those cases, the poskim say, it's not just aharchaka, but it's also pasul me'irkar adin. The Rif in this Gemara brings more at length the Gemara in Ksuvis, which is more to the point of these halachas of Shoichan. The Gemara over there talks about a case of Karna. Karna was a person who was able to be a dayan, and Karna, it says over there, was shokel istira mizakoi v'istira michayv. He would take money from both parties, and he would be a dayan on the case. The Gemara asks the Kasha, how could he do this? It says v'shoichel lo sikach. What we see over here, the Gemara is asking, is that even though Karna is taking money from both parties, yet the Gemara is saying that this is a problem of Shoichat. So the Gemara says, V'chi Teima, maybe you're going to tell me that it's only a problem of Shoichat where he takes from one of the two parties, because we're afraid that he's going to be Matad Adin, he's going to favor one party over the other, and since Karna was taking equally from the two parties, therefore he's not going to be Matad Adin, and it should be Mutter. So the Gemara goes on to ask that even if the dying is not being Matad Adin, it still should not be Mutter, as it says in the Brisa, V'shoicha Leisikach, what is it coming to tell me? If it's coming to say, Shalei Liskas Asachayiv, that the dying should not make Zoicha, the person who really should be Chayiv, and Shalei Lechayiv Esazakai, not to be Mechayiv, the person who really should win, Harik Farnemar, the Pasuk already says, Leisata Mishpat, that you're not allowed to bend the din. Elo, it must be, we're talking about Afilu Liskas Esazakai, even to make the person who is supposed to win, he should win, Ulechayiv Esachayiv, still the Torah says, V'shoicha Loisikach. And therefore, Karna, even though he was taking the Shoichat, he was taking the payment from both sides, it should be Osir Al Shoichat. So the Gemara answers that this that it's also to take is only if it's being taken b'teres shoychad. Masha ein ken karna was taking this b'teres agra. He was taking this as a payment for the fact that he was being a dayan on the case. And therefore, as a payment, as a schar, therefore it's not considered to be shoychad. The Gemara then goes weiter and says that no, even b'teres agra, how could it be mutter? It says in the Mishnah, Hanoitel Schar Lodin, if somebody takes a schar to be a dayan, din of betalim, then the dinim that he makes are bottle. So the Gemara says, Hani mili agar dino, that's only if he takes schar for the din. Whereas Karno was taking agar betalo, meaning to say that Karno, if he had not been on this din toiro, would have been doing work elsewhere. And since he would have been doing work elsewhere, he would have been able to have some type of parnasa. And since he's being bottled from that parnasa, so he's allowed to take the schar betelo. So he's not taking a schar for the dinim, because to do that, hanoitel schar lodin, if somebody takes a schar to be a dayan, his dinim are betelim. Rather, Karno was taking the schar because of schar betelo. The Gemara asks, but even if it's schar betelo, how could this be mutter? It says in the Braisa, Mechur Hadayin, it's a Dover Mechur, it's a not nice thing, Shenoitel Schar Lodin, that he takes Schar Tadan. And if we're talking about that he's taking the Schar of the Din, and then it's not just that it's Mechur Hadover, then the Halacha is the Din is the Betelim, as we saw before. So Elamai, we're talking about Schar Betelo. In Afal Pikein, the Braisa is saying that it's Mechur Hadayin, that it's not such a nice thing. The Gemara answers that no, hani mili betelo deloy mukha. The Gemara makes a differentiation that if the schar is a betelo deloy mukach, it's not clear that he was not going to be earning this money. It's not clear that there's a loss. So then, enachanami, to even take such a schar is mechur hadover. It's not such a nice thing. Whereas Karno, it's a betelo de mukach because he knew that he would have a specific job to do on that particular day. He would be taking a zuz for that job that he would do. And therefore, the halacha was, he was allowed to take and to stipulate in advance that if you want me to be a dayan on the case, you will have to pay the schar betelo in order that he should be a dayan on the case. So what we see over here is that by a betelo de mukach, at that point it is mutter to take a schar. Now the Gemara previously, in the Gemara in Ksuvis, says that the goyzeg zeiris shem Yushalayim hayunoitlin schara mitrumas alishka. They would take their schar from the trumas alishka. And Tosis over there says, this that the Gemara doesn't ask on them, how could they do this? It's shoychad, just like the Gemara asked on Karno. So Rabbeinu Tam, Tosis brings a teret, says that no, it's only osir when they're taking the schar from the Bali Dinim themselves. Masha'en kein, the Goyzeg Zeres Shubi Shalayim, there was a kupa that would be collected from the Tzibur, and that kupa was collected from everybody, Bechlal, and therefore for them to take from that schar is not considered to be like the case of where Karna was taking from the Bali Dim, and therefore over there the Gemara did not even ask a question. And Taka we find in the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Tes, the Shulchan Aruch says, Nohagul Asais LeBezdin Kupa, and the minig was to make for the Bezdin a Kupa, Shapais Gemomin LeParnosas Bezdin, that would be able to support the Bezdin, Umagvin Oisoi, and they would collect this from everybody together, Betchilas Hashana at the beginning of the year, or Besoifa, Ve'emba Mishum Torah Shoichad, and therefore there would not be a din of Shoichad, and this Veteris Agro, Ki Choiv Al Yisrael, because it's a Chiv on everybody in Klal Yisrael, LeFarnes Dayonehem, to support their Dayonim V'Chachomehem. The gamim yesh nedavos oy hekdeshes stam lekuchim mehem, they could take from over there. The Rama says that the yosef toiv, it's even better. Ligvos mitchilas hashana, it should be collected at the beginning of the year. Shehemuchal lehem shalitzahu lahachnif lahachzik toiv l'shumadim. This way, the money is already there in advance, and this way, there's no question that there's going to be any type of a chanifus to any one person because they'll already have had the money in advance. Now what we see in Tosfos again is that Tosfos is saying that the reason why it was mutter is because they're not taking it from the Bali Dinim themselves. The Shita Mikubetza says, B'shem the Tamidi HaRashba, a different shot. That since these Goyzeg Zeros were Poinomis came from doing businesses, and they were a dying Kavua, and that their entire livelihood was to be a dying Kavua, and therefore for this, it was mutter even to take from the Bali Hadinim. The Tumim says that also a similar thing, and the Tumim Paskins Lamaisa is that when, because of the fact that today, when you have a dayan who is a dayan kavua, and where the person is not going to be taking any parnasa from anything else, so in such a case, he brings the same thing, and he adds on to that as well, that it's as if mitchila, it's adaita de minhaga, the people are coming to them. So what we see from over here, from this entire sugya, from the rif in our daf, that brings the Gemara and Ksuvis is that a Bezdin that's going to be charging costs and charging fees for a Din Torah, that they are able to do so. The reason being is because, again, if we'd have a Bezdin Kavua Be'ir, where the entire city would support a Bezdin, so then of course it would be simply like the Shulchan Aruch and Halavai, that there should be such a case where the Bezdin is established and supported by the entire Kehila, in which case there would not be a problem at all. They would be supported and would not be even taking from the Bali Dinim. Unfortunately, most Kehilas do not have such a situation where the Bezdin is Kavua Be'ir and the support system of the Bezdin is coming from the entire city. If that would be the case, Halavai. But since that is not the case, in most cases is there, the Batei Dinim are setting themselves up, not being established as a Kahal, a Tzibur supported institution. And therefore, the only way that they're going to be able to keep themselves supported to be able to open up a Bezdin is to be able to take the fees from the two Balei Dvarim. In Memela, they have to take equally from the two Balei Dvarim. It's not shaykh to take from one and not from the other, because then there would be a problem of shaykhad. Certainly, to take schar from one and not the other is going to be a problem. So in today's day and age, where we do not have such a Bezdin Kavua that is supported by the ear, according to the Tumim, it's permitted for the Bezdin to be able to charge fees, and those fees are going to be collected equally from the two parties. And therefore, one party is not going to be able to say, why should I have to pay, and why is the cost so high, even though if in the long run we know that the cost of going to a Din Torah is not going to be as expensive as going to Arkayas Lahavdil, Chalila, but at the same time there is a cost, and those costs have to be shared equally by the two parties.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.